Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Streamers and rappers always tend to have an interesting dynamic when they get together, but it's a situation that generally benefits them both when they link up. The rappers get a chance to promote their music, while the streamers get a little boost in viewership by featuring the artists from the mainstream of music on their platform that brings in eyes that might otherwise ignore their content. But for 20-year-old world-famous streamer Neon, this can be a dangerous road to go down. Because while some rappers embrace his vibe and seem to enjoy his nerdy persona, others see him as an immediate target for ridicule and exploitation. But unfortunately, Neon needs rappers just as much as rappers need him. Neon, whose real name is Rongesh Mutuma, has been constantly online since the age of 12, amassing over 900,000 subscribers on YouTube and 400,000 on Kick during his time streaming. But last year, he found himself plummeting down the rankings after a previous peak of 3rd, while general interest in him seemed to have just about plateaued. But these days, things have switched.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Now, he's identified as 8th on Complex's list of most powerful streamers in hip-hop, even if he doesn't seem to know a whole lot about the music. For Neon, he's learned that increased proximity to rappers can do wonders for his views. And there are a few better examples of this than his Donda 2 release party with Ye, which pulled in 428,000 viewers. However, that relationship hasn't been without its strained and strange moments either. And what's even crazier is that no one really thought it would ever happen. Back in April of 2024, Neon's girlfriend Sam Frank literally laughed at him when he suggested that it might happen.
Damn, bro, chat. Thinking of this song, bro. I just can't wait to stream with Kanye, man.
That was yo.
But with how Ye's career trajectory has gone as of late, it was really no surprise that he's now started to seek out other ways to promote his career now that the mainstream media won't touch him. Yet, he seemed to have some kind of genuine admiration for Neon. And after flying him out to Spain along with Sneeko, they spent a whole lot of time together, spawning some interesting moments. For the most part, Ye seemed pretty engaged. In fact, he even inquired about his career path and what helped push him to the top.
Neon, how did you get to be top 10 streamer?
I've been streaming since I was like 13, so it's been a journey, but I started gaming. And then, like, just this past 2 years, I started just going out and about. So I was, like, hella sheltered growing up. So I didn't learn shit, do shit. So I just lived my life like a new kid in L.A. for the first time. Like, getting my first hug on camera, getting my first kiss on camera. Like, it was like a movie. Like, going, like, riding in my first Lambo. Like, staying in my first crazy house in the hills. And it was, like, they experienced it all through the camera. So
it was
really fire. And then I just built it up and shit.
But fans were split on whether this was out of genuine admiration, or if Ye actually resented the fact that he now had to deal with people like Neon to push his own work. Ye hates this kid, LMAO. He clearly regrets even asking. But that wasn't the only question he had for him. In another portion of the stream, he talked about one of the most polarizing incidents of Neon's time in the spotlight, that being the time where he controversially pretended to have cancer, faked his own death, and was basically dragged by the internet for doing something so insensitive. Rather than simply critiquing his decision, Ye seemed to be doing research as if he was contemplating a similar stunt.
Yeah, you have to tell people how you fake like you had cancer.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking crazy. I was a kid, I was like 13 years old. I was like, bro, what the fuck can I do to like make people just go crazy? And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I didn't have a plan, I just did it. And then the worst part is I got caught at the Rockets game. So I was at a Houston Rockets game. My mom, like courtside, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited, the Houston Rockets, I love them. And then they were showing a replay of like a jump shot and I was in the background and then they caught me.
That's when you had died. You faked that you had died.
Yeah.
They had caught that you was alive. Yeah, this nigga's faked his own. This nigga's a mastermind, bro.
Afterwards, it came to light that Ye is so enamored with the story that he even asked Dave Blunts for the infamous photo where Neon was caught at a Rockets game while allegedly being deceased to use for a song. But it wasn't all so harmonious. At one point, Neon got pressed by Ye for having the audacity to speak over him.
Like, have eye holes in it. And yes, I didn't wear it before, and I don't mean to be rude to you guys. Gentlemen, do not cut me off while in the middle of my sentence while we're talking about it. I know you guys might do that on streaming. Just don't do that here. And I prefer that when I'm done talking, you guys say, yes, sir, as opposed to thank you very much, sir.
Kanye might have been on their platform, but he evidently felt his presence commanded a respect that meant they should only speak when spoken to. But that wasn't the only time where things got a little tense. During a studio session, Ye tried to coerce Neon, who is of Indian descent, into joining in on Kanye's recent support of a certain German dictator of the past.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Now you said. Now the chorus. Pile him. Come on.
Oh no. You're not even waiting. This is like his favorite song.
Dude, wait for this.
That is.
Oh, poor favorite word, Spectrum.
In this instance, Neon had the good sense to not get himself too entrapped by all of Ye's trolling. But there are other times where his own ignorance or attempts to push the boundaries to create viral clips can also get him in trouble. And in one instance, he was infamously checked by one of Ye's former collaborators, only for him to later gain his respect. Perhaps best known for his iconic verse on Off the Grid from Donda, Favio Foreign has been among the leading lights of New York drill for a long time now. And eventually, his paths crossed with Neon. However, things almost got off on a pretty sour note. To the surprise of no one who knows anything about the gang world, Favio took issue with him referring to him as Buzzin' as opposed to Cousin, with Neon taking cues from the common blood gang practice of replacing the letter C in words to show their disdain for the Crips. And naturally, Favio, who is affiliated with the blue side of the divide, didn't appreciate that.
You want me to share my screen so you can hear it too, or should I just listen to it myself, to my stream?
Share the screen.
I got you, Buzzin'. Hold on.
Whoa.
Wait.
You gotta call me Cousin, bro.
Oh, shit. I just tried to fit in. I don't know the terminology. Cousin.
You gotta call me cousin, bro.
That's bad?
You gotta call me Cousin, bro. Just call me Cousin, that's all. Ain't nothing wrong with the buzzers, but call me Cousin. Know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm Muslim, wallahi, I didn't know what that meant.
Considering how ignorant he came across, this was an incident where collaborating with a rapper and being exposed to the wider world didn't go so well for Neon. With a lot of viewers basically thinking he was everything wrong with modern society. We're in a world of fake rappers and this internet trash. Who makes these people famous? This dude Neon is so corny and annoying. How is this kid being talked about? But despite the critiques from the world outside of the streaming ecosystem, Favio clearly sees some kind of value in keeping him around. After all, he used him as a way to diss Plaque Boy Max during his bizarre feud with the streamer.
Hey Fifi, listen bro, I wanna tell you right now, you will always be my brother to the death to me, bro. I'm telling you right now. If anyone don't fuck with you, then well, actually, you know, fuck it. If anyone don't fuck with you, they don't fuck with me. And they can suck my dick. Word of bro.
Oh, the ops is coming,
Nene. Wait, no, hold on. Wait, what? Wait, you have ops?
The ops is coming, Nene. You gotta chill.
Oh, shit. Nice. Listen, all right,
that's
chill.
You know, the
ops don't slide. Man, me and Fifi are civilians, you know.
Although he may have made a little error the first time they met, Favio kept saluting him all the same, even shouting him out on the track Blackout, spitting, "I record you seeing what she on, post a video, and then stream it like neon."
I recorded you seeing what she on, post a video and stream it like neon.
But this is far from the only rapper who seems to have a strange sense of loyalty to the streamer. Well, at least this one did, until he made it clear that he wasn't as invested in him as he once was. When you look at them on paper, you'd assume that there's no way there could ever be any real sense of kinship between Kodak Black and Neon. After all, the two men couldn't have lived more different lives. But for whatever reason, there is something about this nerdy kid from Houston that strikes a chord with Yak. He even saluted him as his favorite on Kai Cenat's stream, likely leaving the AMP star salty in the process.
Bro, I fuck with Neon.
You fuck with Neon?
Yeah.
What make you fuck with Neon out of everybody?
Cause I would be like when they like be trying to vibe like they bullying the family.
Oh, no, but yeah, I feel you.
All bullies should be bullied. Like,
he be wild though. He be talking about niggas.
I don't know, dude. He be wild. They say.
He do be wild.
They say everybody be trying to hate on film because he wear glasses. I mean,
nah, he be wild. He be talking shit about people's dads and
oh, yeah?
And moms and shit. I'm like, yo.
Oh, I thought they be.
Yeah, but I think he turned it around. I think he turned it around though. I think he's on a journey to get himself better. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you know, it's cool.
Everybody follow me a kick, Kodak Black.
This was something that Neon was happy to revel in, and even tried to return the favor by claiming that Yak was his favorite rapper. The only problem was that he didn't know any of his music.
Kodak, on Kai's stream, he said I'm his favorite streamer. Yo, Kodak, you're my favorite rapper, bro. I'm gonna just say it, bro. They can say I'm glazing. No Flocking's the best song in history, bro. Call me right now, bro. Set some
name
shit up,
three
man.
Kodak Black albums.
Albums?
Yeah.
I don't know album names. I know songs. Rolling in Peace.
I said albums, nigga. I didn't say songs.
Don't worry about it, bro. That's my ass. Weird ass kid. You always trying to put a...
My bad.
All right, I named five songs.
Kodak songs?
Yeah.
Bro, Kodak's my...
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Man.
I right, should name five songs.
You know what's crazy? All my life.
No, name five songs.
No, let me.
Name five songs.
No, because
I just want to hear five songs.
Rolling Peace, Neon. I mean, nice try. Reportedly, Yak blocked Neon after this, likely perceiving it as disrespectful that his fandom wasn't returned. And while they have bumped into each other since, Kodak seems to have less for him now, and even brushed him off during a recent phone call.
I can hear you now. What's good, brother? What'd you say?
I said, we gonna get up, get up at the phone, though.
Okay, bet. I'm gonna give it to her.
In Kodak's case, this was a rare instance where a rapper actually led with a degree of respect and admiration for Neon, because all too often, they're basically waiting for any excuse to sun him. A prime example of this was none other than Blueface, an artist who almost completely transitioned into social media stardom over focusing on music. Blue knew the value of content creators to boost his own brand. And when he first encountered the Find the Beat rapper, Neon wasn't able to hide the fact that he was fascinated by his chaotic, lust-filled lifestyle.
How the f*** you do-
Yeah, we got deaf bitches, blind bitches.
But, bitches, what about autistic bitches? Just Down syndrome bitches?
Huh?
Down syndrome bitches?
Down syndrome?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Fucking hell. I think I just
go
come
crazy.
To my... I come to
go
my
crazy.
Pants. I have to go.
Go crazy.
As for Blue, he seemed intent on doing whatever he wanted with the naive streamer. For starters, he had some out-of-pocket comments to he and his girlfriend Sam Frank about their hypothetical future kids.
Yeah?
We're gonna what?
Some Indian kids. Babies?
Make some kids.
I have baby fever
now.
You're making 7-Eleven store runners?
Oh, what the?
No,
you're really a racist motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
that was crazy.
He said we're gonna make 7-Eleven kids.
Too far. Or maybe 9-11 kids? Okay, I'm done.
Bro! What?
Elsewhere, he had stoked the beef between him and Aiden Ross.
You didn't give up
on me. I'm asking you, which one of your best streamer friends gave up on you that you hurt the most from?
Put me in, coach.
Aiden.
Aiden? Damn.
Damn.
Damn. You, Aiden.
No, 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 no.
L Aiden, L friend. Everybody in the chat, comment L Aiden, L Aiden, L Aiden, L Aiden, L Aiden.
No, 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 no. Oh, this is bad. Oh, he's in LA too.
Yeah?
This is bad.
Aiden, Aiden's.
No, don't spin at all.
Spell M Aiden.
What have you done?
L Aiden. You, Aiden. You know how I feel about you, Aiden. You fucking.
What the?
And in one particularly shocking incident, he even slapped him.
Wait. Oh my god, that actually hurt. What the fuck? Oh my god.
But if anything really defined their relationship, it was the incident between him and Blueface where he pressured him into saying a racial slur. In the process, sparking outrage, with some suggesting he said it like he'd been waiting his whole life to do so.
No, 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 no. Give me 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute.
Two.
Now.
One. Indians are not.
But rather than throw him under the bus, he actively defended his decision to encourage him to say the word.
You guys, you had Neon saying the N-word.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You think?
I think Indians are for real. Who the f*** like Indians?
Right.
And there's this phrase called Indian giver. That means you give somebody something.
But that's
you,
about the Native Americans.
But they're Indians. That means I give you something and I take it back when I feel it to my discretion.
But that's not the stereotype about people in India. That's a stereotype about the people in America, the Native Americans, although they would consider it deeply offensive.
Yeah, but they're Indians, right? Okay. There's plenty of things that just know about themselves that they would feel publicly offended by, but they know.
Right.
Like, you get me?
Right.
So,
because that is what he said. He said Indians are N-words.
Exactly.
And you agree with that sentiment.
If I give you something and I take it back when I feel like entitled to it, that sounds like some shit. That sounds like some black people shit. Some shit that a n- would do.
But are you kind of demeaning your own race by saying that? You're like what, feeding Indian into the stereotype that black people are like not trustworthy or something?
Not feet. They're not. What do you mean? What the fuck? I ain't never met no I could trust.
Far from being an isolated incident, rappers have the tendency to get Neon in trouble from time to time. And rather than simply being an issue caused by the chaotic new school of the genre, it also extends to legends of the game as well. When it comes to East Coast trendsetters who are always ahead of the curve, they don't come much bigger than Dipset's Jim Jones. So it's really no surprise that the legendary rapper took the opportunity to tap into the streamer world when he got the chance. However,
this fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Stream didn't play out as perhaps expected. Rather than heading to Neon's house or them chilling in some plush Airbnb, Jim pretty much took him to the trenches. And in all likelihood, it almost got him thrown off kick when they basically stumbled on an active deal going down.
The community sneaker. Oh, no, we out of here. We going this way.
Oh.
No, we out.
Okay.
I didn't know you was. You heard?
No, we out.
My bad, gang.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
fuck.
Ain't
telling me what did I do something?
But while that was likely a shock to Neon, Jones was likely just taken aback when he got finessed on the basketball court by the much younger streamer. And even more impressively, he did it while wearing Tim's. Clearly, heading to the city with Jim gave him the opportunity to see another side of life, much as he did when he got too lit with Don Tolliver. During his stream with the Cactus Jack artist, Don really seemed intent on changing the streamer's life, including giving him a makeover.
Like, look at me, bro. I'm fucking hard. I'm good about look, chat. Be honest. WRL fit. Let me know, bro. Let me know.
But that wasn't the only thing he sought to switch up, as during their time together, he also smoked weed for the first time before being seen pouring up with him on stage. However, that doesn't mean it was all positive when they were together. In a pretty mean-spirited moment, Don clowned him when he attempted to get vulnerable and discuss his past of being bullied.
I ate, on God, I swear to God, I ate food in the bathroom, and kids in the gym class used to fart on my face. On God, wallahi, they farted on my face. They made a joke of me. And ever since then, I just look at myself like a fucking loser. Are you laughing, bro? Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
That shit crazy.
Come on, man. That's funny.
He said, oh. Fire in my face, this kid. The camera.
I take that very personally. It's all good.
Despite this, they've linked up several times since, including a private party in LA alongside Jay Prince Jr. And at one point, Don enlisting Neon's platform to tease new music really showed his influence. A year or so ago, Don debuted Bandit on his stream, only for the track to later become a major success. But this certainly wasn't the only time where Neon's stream became a launchpad for a major hit. Perhaps a major example of this was none other than LeAngelo Ball's music career basically being kickstarted by his appearance on the stream. During his time with Neon, Jello decided to preview some new music. The track in question, Tweaker, was first teased on that stream.
Let's go song for song. I got a song too.
Hey, let's get it right, bro.
Let's do it. Real quick. Let's see. Oh, shit, Chad.
I got some. It's not out, but you know.
Oh, let me hear that.
It might have a little
song. Is there any way to turn these lights on?
Oh, yeah, bro. I forgot you like rolling bright and shit.
Oh, you're low key, right? Oh,
man,
that's my...
man.
I like seeing it in all cars. You know
Wowzers.
What I'm saying?
You ready for some hot shit,
Let's see.
All right, bro.
I'm going to be honest, bro. If it's fire, it's fire, all right? That means no fucking chat.
I just made this shit like last week.
Afterwards, the song subsequently became a huge hit, being co-signed by a wide array of artists and athletes on the way. Shortly after, the two linked up afterwards at Rolling Loud, and it was all love.
My f***ing God, bro. Yeah. I need a hug, bro.
Hey, man.
I want a hug.
Hey, can you please come in on your shit later, bro?
No, for real.
My team chat. Tapped in, right?
Yeah, no, chat. We don't stream on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. We streaming. We streaming.
And after it all went down, people felt that Neon needed to be properly acknowledged for his contribution to the song's success. Neon low-key deserves some royalties. DJ Vlad actually went one further, insisting that he should be given a permanent reminder of his success, but he still claims that's not necessary.
Jello owes you a plaque.
Nah.
He really does.
Nah, I don't think so.
A plaque doesn't cost that much. It's like a couple $100.
Oh,
what I'm saying is, like, you know, and I've gotten plaques before. Like, if you help someone achieve a successful...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Record, usually they send you a plaque as a thank you.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to run a part two soon. Just part two stream, so.
Ask him about a plaque. He can order it for you. No, I'm serious, man. It's cool. It's cool to have
a list. I don't think I deserve a plaque, but like...
Yo, like, that song, you know, was launched on your platform.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, man. Okay, so like, if Drake played a song on your platform and it blows up, you can't say that it's because of you that it blew up.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's already Drake. He already has a huge fan base. But when someone who's not a rapper plays a song randomly... And it turns into, you know, Tweaker, and what, the remix is what, Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
That's saying a lot, man.
But since then, things between them seem to have gotten a little tense. In fact, their most recent stream was cut early after just 10 minutes, when chat donations referred to his baby mama in a way that he wasn't with.
What are we doing right now?
Just tip $1.
Huh?
Why do you leave your baby mama for that?
Oh, cut it. Yeah, I'm off these niggas already.
Oh, my God, bro.
You can plan some shit, bro.
And we gonna run it up,
and
bro.
Then just hit them.
I appreciate you for real, bro.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming through. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, man.
All right, chat.
W Jello in the chat, man.
Yeah.
W Jello.
In the aftermath, Jello has been criticized by some for being ungrateful after claiming he didn't get paid to stream for 10 minutes.
I see Neon try to leak your shit on that little stream, man, y'all did.
Bro, hey, right, hey, right. Hey, let me throw that out there. I got paid zero, bro. I drove on my own muscle. I could have left in 5 minutes for real, but you know, I rock.
That's what happens when you help some people that don't thank you for helping them. He's blowing up. Now he's switching up. Now, only time will tell if the two eventually patch it up, but there seems to be no denying that Neon played an instrumental role in that track's success. Still, it's far from a golden touch that completely works on everyone. Recently, he tried to replicate this with YG, a Compton artist who has notably struggled in the sales department recently after years of killing it. During their stream, they went out to dinner, and when the 400 label boss ventured to the bathroom, Neon apparently seized the opportunity to play an unreleased track. One which just so happened to have a very attention-grabbing opening line.
That's why. Can you play me your favorite song right now?
I gotta go to the bathroom though, so you can hook my phone up to the motherfucking.
Yeah, figure it out.
All right, I'll be right back.
I can be weird. Why'd you pay and release? I'm asking.
When I was young, I got raped.
What the fuck?
In the aftermath, Neon tried to act like he hadn't managed to listen to anything, but no one was buying this. Badly scripted. This is a skit. In all likelihood, this was a publicity stunt, because it's often hard to envision these rappers wanting to hang out with him organically. And among those rappers who have been called out for allegedly using him is Ruby Rose. After they agreed to a stream, Neon was very clearly infatuated with Ruby. For starters, he looked like a kid at Christmas when she began twerking just inches from his face.
I'll put my bubbles there, shall we?
Who gives a fuck if it is so good?
Damn! Holy shit! God!
Fuck! I'm dead.
That was fire.
Thank you.
With the stream framed as though it was a date, things got pretty flirty at one point. And she even let him give her a little peck on the cheek.
Big sister kiss on my cheek. I'm scared. Thanks.
My life's complete. I'm not even trolling. Holy shit. Damn. You're like my big sister.
I'm your big sister.
With benefits.
Although this perhaps gave him hope for a moment that this could be something, she ultimately friend-zoned him in the most brutal way possible.
You, on the other hand, like, I don't know. It's just, you made me think different about them.
Thank you.
You did, because you're really just, like, perfect.
Oh, wow, that's so sweet and kind.
I like you a lot.
Oh.
As a friend.
Thank you. That's kind. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I like you as a friend. You're cool. You seem like a nice boy.
Boy? Am I tripping? Boy? Damn. Damn.
Yes, you seem like a nice
boy. Nah. Thank you. Okay. I am a boy. I drink lemonade. You're right.
After taking photos with him, she brutally refers to him as a charity case. Later, she doubled down on impulsive, letting it be known that she saw him something very far away from a potential suitor.
Who did that as a little ass boy? Like, of course he, you know, I'm sure he probably found myself attractive, but like, you know, that's a little boy.
Didn't you bring him out at your show?
I did, in LA. It was lit.
But you introduced him as a Make-A-Wish kid.
I did. That's what they told me.
Who told you?
His manager came.
Oh yeah, that dude's always in some shit.
Considering all those comments she's made, you'd be unsurprised if Neon decided to abstain from ever collaborating.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Meeting with her again, but instead, they've worked together several times, including one stream with Sneeko, where he insisted their friendship was false.
Goes up and posting them and keeping the message alive.
You apologize to me, but if you actually see him as a friend and want to continue, like, that's not how you treat friends.
Yeah, and so I was telling this to Neon, and I think he knows this, but for her to sit here and be like, Neon's my friend is just the dumbest lie that I think even the Neon's fans could see through. Like, do you genuinely think Ruby Rose is like, Neon is my best friend? I wonder how my good friend Neon is doing. I want the best for him.
I don't like you.
You don't have to like...
Okay, she...
Since then, it's remained unclear whether they are actually friends or if she merely extracted what she could from him and bounced. But one man whose feelings about Neon were made very apparent is Didi Osama. Back when he was on the rise, Neon made the mistake of trying to tap into the world of drill, and he was seen doing a dance known as the Naughty Bop on several occasions. In case you didn't know, the move is derived from a diss track of the same name by Kyle Rich, and mocks the death of a 14-year-old Naughty Osama, a rapper who was stabbed to death at a Harlem subway station in the summer of 2021. The dance, which basically involves simulating stabbing yourself in the hips, became a viral trend, and Neon was seen doing it on his stream several times. Whether or not he knew the context of the situation, the problems arose when Neon came to New York and found himself being confronted by none other than Naughty's older brother and fellow MC, Didi Osama. Often, these streamers essentially live in a bubble where there is basically no consequences for their actions. But it soon caught up with him when he was confronted by Didi and immediately backed down.
I know what you're gonna say, and I want to sincerely apologize, bro. I didn't realize what I was saying, bro.
I need you to apologize to, cause like, you know, my heart, like, my mom be on the gram watching.
I want to apologize to her too, bro. It was not right what I did, bro.
You gotta apologize to my mom, my fans, my every. It's not even about that, even my heart. It's just about. It's a. You're not even in the streets to be even saying my brother.
It was back in the day. I didn't realize what I was doing, bro.
Yo, woo. It's not even yo. Why you not paying attention?
Sorry, I'm nervous, bro.
You know how I feel right now. I feel like gonna shit out you.
I'm sorry, bro.
But I'm not, cause what I'm gonna gain out of. Like you.
Yeah.
As he pleaded ignorance, fans thought this was probably a teachable moment for him. Neon def pissed himself. That Didi kid really had Neon shook. I know he wanted to cry. He learned a valuable lesson. And to begin with, it looked that way. Afterwards, he was even congratulated by G Herbo for being a man and owning up to his mistakes.
The fact that you held yourself accountable and apologized to Lil Bro and shit about his brother and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, bro, I'm not gonna lie. I was scared as f***. But that shit.
I know y'all be doing y'all thing and shit, kids streaming and shit, but you just gotta be mindful of, like, how what you saying, what you do affect other people. That's all. You always want everybody to, like you, true, bro.
Yeah.
We all humans. Everybody could. You don't know who you may end up in the room with. You don't know who is who. So you should always want everybody. Bro, that's how I think, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not gonna always agree with what you do or what you say, but you should never give nobody a reason to say, like, I hate you or I don't.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I agree. I don't think anyone really hates me, but I may have a few enemies and shit, but the problem is I felt like I was living in GTA, so I don't really realize
make
shit.
Make friends, not enemies, bro.
Like right now.
For sure. Yeah, you my dog.
But being saluted by a drill legend wasn't enough for him to stay in that path. And he tried to get a bag from the whole exchange. With the assistance of others, he challenged him to a boxing match, which has yet to materialize.
Good luck! Wait, hold on, you just thought of a banger! Me versus Didi Osama boxing match!
One luck, yo, Neon, I put my money after you knock him out.
Hold on, wait.
Come up, bro. I swear to God, Neon, fuck.
That is so smart!
That's not, you know what it is?
Hold on.
These kids, like, I'm not gonna lie, tell you this right now. I've been boxing for a long time. I've been in the streets. I know how kids are acting in the streets.
I've been in the streets, too.
No, I know how people act in the street. Like, because they act street, they think they can fight. Bro, just because you act street don't mean you can fucking fight. That's two different things, bro. So, that's what makes it funny, because you're like the geek kid. He's like the hood kid from Harlem. Bro, if you fuck him up, that shit will go crazy.
Okay, I'm about to call right now and ask. You already got the boxing gloves? Yo, look at him. All right, bet. Listen, I'm going to be talking shit to promote it, but just know deep inside, I fuck with you, baby boy.
After they seemed to be on amicable terms, Neon then talked a little more brazenly, and it now appears that he hasn't exactly learned his lesson. Because since then, drill rapper D-Thing threw fuel on the fire, which in turn had Neon talking tough too.
See my shit before?
Yeah, my shit with DD ran down.
Oh my god.
Why the fuck did you let a little ass kid? Let me tell you something, man. He never did nothing in the streets, ever. He's harmless. He never did nothing to a human, ever.
Over time, he got a little brave, claiming that he and Osama would be squaring off very soon.
Guess what, D-Thing, guess what? All my life, I'm about to set it up, I'm boxing him. Like a real set up boxing.
Boy, he's a kid.
No, mama, come up.
Baby boy, he's the littlest.
No, he's like 5'2", like 15.
That's my baby boy.
Yeah, bro.
I was just scared in the moment because I wasn't used to the New York life.
Why? He's a kid.
There was a lot of people there around him.
I'm a nigga you be scared of. I'm a nigga. I'm that nigga you be scared of.
On God, you are. On my life, you are. That's why. Well, real one.
Bullshit.
Then there was his controversial decision to stream with the 41 gang, who Naughty was beefing with, including the artists behind Naughty Bop, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, and Tata. And given how volatile the situation got with Didi Osama, it's telling that Kyle Rich actually had to stop Jen Carter by trying to lead him astray and getting him to do the dance again.
Yo, bro, do that little dance you like to do.
What dance?
Don't do that dance.
No.
Man, Jen Carter was wrong for that, and Kyle knew it. Clearly, there are both benefits and pitfalls to Neon's dealings with hip-hop. While it can clearly bolster both of their successes, there are plenty of times where he's played with fire, if not been actively tormented by those he was with. And now that they know that they can do that, they're likely to continue. However, if his streams keep churning out hits like Jello's Tweaker, then he might get the respect that his audience feels he deserves.